Hey, welcome to the Halftime Mike Podcast. I am Mike Gingrich. I'm a business creative and a basketball fan. I'm weaving here together in this podcast to give you practical, no-nonsense resources on social media, business marketing, leadership, and life. Why do I do that? Because the adjustments you can make at halftime can help your business win the game in the second half. You ready to go? Let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, this is Mike Gingrich with another Halftime Mike Podcast, and today I want to talk about how to lead a remote team effectively. So I've been working with, as part of a remote team, for a better part of 3+ years, and even a little bit longer than that, but 3 years has really been kind of a hardcore remote, where we are physically in different locations. I'm not seeing anyone in my direct team physically on a day-to-day basis whatsoever, and generally not even in a weekly basis or monthly basis. Remote work and remote teams just will continue to grow over the course of the time. It's just the nature of the way we can work today with high-speed internet, with laptops, mobile devices, iPads, all those types of tools that allow us to work together but from different locations and keep things moving. When a lot of things are based in the cloud, you can interact that way with video chats, all those kinds of pieces. So to do it effectively and to just do it are two different things though. And so I'd like to talk about three T's today that are important when you want to lead remote teams well, okay? And so the first T is time, okay? And I think that you need to set aside regular times where you're going to connect. And these are not just part of the, hey, we'll touch base as needed, that type of thing. That's important too, but you need to set aside regular times that you're gonna meet, okay? So for our teams, we generally have a weekly check-in meeting, okay? So that's gonna be, generally it happens on Mondays for us, and so that's gonna be a time where we are going to video chat together and meets were face-to-face in the video conferencing area there, and they've kind of created a document that we keep in the cloud on what they're working on, priorities are, and we can kind of go through that. What's happening? What are you working on? Any issues? Any things you need from us? Any things that we need to go over? Okay, that's the basis of that meeting. Might take, 5-7 minutes. It might take 15-20 minutes. It might take 30 minutes. You just have to get a feel for that and we go from there. Also then, in terms of time, it's being available at different times during the week for different online meetings, setting those up ahead of time. We would have different meetings. So there's a quarterly meeting for our remote teams where we all try to get together, not physically, but virtually again, to do something, and so that there's the interaction, because you can find that in your remote team that some parts interact more than others and they can get kind of separated. Another piece of time is that we all take time to answer a couple questions on Friday about how the week is going. What was your biggest accomplishment? What are you working on now? And what's your big key as you head into next week? Some of those types of things. And so we are working at taking time for those kind of pieces. So you need to figure out some regular set times that you're going to connect if it's going to work well. Now, one of the other pieces that I want to talk about is I talk about the second T, and that is tools. Okay, so I've already mentioned some in the process that we're going through here, but I'll just give you kind of a rundown on the tools that that I use. So number one, I use Zoom for video chat with clients and with group chat when there's multiple pieces of us. I use Google Hangouts for one-to-one video conferencing with the team members for those check-in meetings that we call them on the Mondays. And so we need tools, okay? So video conferencing tools, probably a chat tool. So you might use Slack. I use Google Hangouts again for chat tools, so we can go back and forth quickly. We have those listed there in our Google apps, and we can see who's on, who's available. That's another tool we use in our office CRM system. We can see who's online, who's available, are they in a meeting, shared calendar, that's a tool. so we can see when people have meetings. We can be aware of people's schedules, those type of things. And a big one then is project management tool. Whether it's our task system, we use Asana for our digital marketing team, A-S-A-N-A. I've got a review on that in my blog as well, which is a powerful, and we use the free version, so you know it's robust enough for us in that, but we can outline all client projects, we can keep those things going, we can tag each other, we can make notes in those pieces. So using tools is highly important, and I recommend you're gonna have to have video chat, you're gonna have to have project management, you're gonna have to have a chat service like that, and you know, you're probably gonna have to take a look at what you wanna do for calendars, being aware of those types of dates. So tools is gonna be important. And a third thing that I want to mention as a T is touch, okay? Now, with a remote team, it's not physical touch necessarily, but it is virtual touch. And there's a big key and a big difference between emailing and even chat versus video conference and connecting with someone. So in the remote world, you can begin to feel isolated, you can begin to feel alone. One of the massive keys is communication. People have to feel a part of something, they have to feel like they're connected to it, they have to feel like they know what others are doing and how their piece fits into the whole. And they feel connected if they know what someone else is doing, the accomplishments that someone else had. The only way you can do that is through touch. Touch comes in the virtual world through the video conference times. That's why at a minimum, I'm trying to have FaceTime with each individual on a weekly basis. I think that's a recommended minimum. So it's gonna be helpful if there are other times with that. The short meetings that come up then, we'll be doing chat and Google Hangout. And then we'll say, hey, you know, why don't we get online and to talk about this further, go through this type of piece, because you know you're tired of chatting. There's only so much you can do in a text and chat type feature. So then you can go on, you can talk, you can share screens that way, but you're seeing each other. And so again, communication is all about the entire picture, and words, particularly words in chat, are only part of the context. You're missing body language, you know, emotions, mannerisms, tone, all those types of pieces which comes through. You can get that in the video conferencing. And so again, time set apart, regular times, so you're gonna have to do that. Tools, you're gonna need tools to make that happen, and touch, you're gonna need the to interact face to face in the video conferencing environment to do that and make those things happen. So you can have success with remote teams. More managers are going to need to be able to learn, have these skills to do this. So it's about leading, it's about communication, it's about using the right tools in this new environment, which is virtual, okay, which is online. And that's gonna continue to grow, it's not gonna go away. And so it's an important skill for leaders, managers to learn. I want to offer those things to you today from my experience, what I'm doing that is working well. Thanks for being with me today on this podcast episode. If you have questions, come on over to MikeEngrish.com. Let me know what they are. Be glad to answer those. All right, this is Mike. Have a great week. Over and out. All righty, thanks for listening to this episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast. Remember, what you do in the second half can change the outcome of the game for your business. What's the next step you need to take today to act? Does your business need website software tools or social media help? Come on over and visit me at MikeEngrish.com. I'm also available if you want me to speak at your next event. Visit MikeEngrish.com/speaking to learn more. Join me again for another episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast, because I am your no-nonsense guy, adding value to you to help you win the game in the second half.